Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
You guys, I figured it out.
What?
What's wrong with Steve?
No.
I got it. Oh my God, I got it.
It's you guys are all wrong.
Nobody. Oh my God.
You guys are weird. Why would you take time? Okay.
So we're talking about yearbooks. And my daughter didn't want to stay for like field day on the last day of school or whatever. So her teacher just was like, here's a yearbook.
Oh, okay.
And we get in the car and we're starting to leave. And she's like, oh, I guess nobody's going to sign my yearbook. And I was like, oh, God, go back in. And she's like, I don't care. Will you sign it?
Oh, you felt bad.
Of course I felt bad.
Because is she a loser if no one signs her yearbook?
No. Okay. And you'll take that back.
Well, you know what I meant.
Hack, hold me back.
So it's a different situation anyways, because they never used to hand out yearbooks during field day. For us, it was like a week before school
yes!
ended. Like, that's weird. So, but then you were able to be around everyone. So if no one
you
signed
you can't get it
then,
done in one day.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Like, I gave my yearbook to some of my best friends, and they gave it back to me 2 days
yeah.
later.
To do what? What were they doing?
What do you mean, yeah, Hack? I get that Steve is emotionally bereft and, like, void of feels.
And yearbook yearning, I guess?
So, like, if my buddies from band, like, they would find the pictures of us together in band and put a note, like, remember this? That was so funny that day and whatever. And then there's, like, the blank pages at the end. Like, some of my best friends would write one or two or three or more.
Like full pages.
Yes!
Full pages of what?
Talking about your school year, everything that you've done.
Yes! Like,
but you were there, too. You don't need to be reminded or a big journal of it.
You don't. Until 10 years later, when you find your yearbook, when you're moving into your 14th apartment, and you flip it open, you're like, and you read the stuff that
it's
Jerry
just
Cross
so
wrote
cute,
to you.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
Yeah. That's, yeah. What's the problem?
I never got mine signed either.
You
no.
go, T-Hack.
No.
What?
And no one's more into their yearbooks than me. I still have all of them.
So
I know them. I was on the year. Like, I worked on the yearbook. I, like, helped make it. And I don't know. It just wasn't a thing. We never did it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm getting out of here.
Wait.
There's something wrong with you if you don't have your...
Can I ask you real quick? Is it yearbook or annual?
Yearbook.
Nobody calls it. It's the commissary kitchen thing. No one calls it an annual.
I always call it an annual.
Oh, I'm gonna have my annual.
No wonder no one signed your yearbook.
Dude, they signed my annual.
But it's not like we tried and got denied. It's just like, I don't know. Or I'll speak for myself. Maybe Steve did, but it just wasn't like a thing. I remember we did in like fifth grade.
Nobody wanted you to sign theirs.
No.
Like, I had a line of people trying to get me to sign.
What the hell's good?
I was like,
I need a backup pen. I'm running out.
What is going on?
I was like Jay Peterman at Tatter Cover. I got a table set up, and people are like coming by, and I'm just like.
Sometimes you have to do a quick like you rock, don't ever change, yeah. and then hand it back.
Best summer ever.
Yep.
Yeah, don't ever change is yeah. one.
Wait,
yep.
These are the things that if I open up your annual yearbook.
Okay, I want you to understand that the word annual to Erin means she's got her legs in a stirrup, and they're going. Like
yeah, I was thinking flowers.
Yes,
I was thinking perennials
yeah. versus annuals.
Anything but
annual is something that happens yearly. It's not a book.
Yeah.
Stop calling it an annual.
It's not really a yearbook, is it?
It is.
It's a book about the year. Oh my God, yearbook makes so much more sense.
It's pictures of the superintendent and the janitor.
That's okay, awesome.
Yeah,
seriously?
And they were great. Shout out Kenny. God,
thank you.
He signed my yearbook.
You had the
Loved
janitor.
Yeah, because he was great.
What the hell?
Okay, I just want to say this. Please text in to 51059, and you have to write a lot. Just put signed or not signed. We need to see how many of you are void of human emotion. Hack, I expected more from you.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed.
I can look at the picture, and I can remember
No, you can't.
The times. I remember my buddies. I'm still in contact with all of my friends to this day. Yeah.
You know what? Aren't you kind of pathetic if your and your
yearbook
is so filled out with all this stuff? That means you're clinging. It's
the opposite.
You have
it
no
means
life. You went on to nothing.
No.
Steve, we're in the same place right now.
Tiak and I, we're like a buddy.
Losers. You could sell your yearbook mint gem 10. Who cares? Well, I'll never forget. Like, I have several things that I'll never forget. One was Coach Kloster. He was, I think his mom just passed. Coach Kloster.
What was a coach doing?
Exactly, but he was one of my teachers in gym. And I think there was a certain point where he realized I was more athletic than anybody had ever let on. And whatever, but he signed my yearbook. He was like, enjoy your sedentary lifestyle or something. He wrote the word sedentary, and I didn't know what it meant. And I had to go look it up. But because we had the yearbook for a week, I had time to go back to him and go, hey, man, that wasn't cool.
That was a riff now. Right. Between you and the janitor.
Well, he's not a janitor. He was the coach.
Sorry, it sounds like the yearbook, that turned into homework. He's like, I got to look this up. It's like, that's lame.
Research, and I got to spell stuff correctly.
Aaron, when was the last time you got your yearbook out?
When was the last time I got it out? Maybe like 5 years ago.
We
got
to get him out.
Yeah. Like, I would love to, because this is my 10-year reunion, too.
Get after it. Yeah. If you read, I'm going to bring some of mine
in. Did you weep openly like after 10 years?
Okay, let me explain this to you. How many times have I talked about the girl who started the factory?
You're right.
April Sacha.
We get to see her.
Yes, you can see April.
Okay, can we see her? Oh,
I want to know what she wrote in your yearbook.
Yeah, what did she write?
I don't know if she wrote anything, but I remember what... she wrote something!
The cool people aren't involved, okay. I see.
Did April write anything in your yearbook?
No one did.
No one did. Exactly.
No one...
You're such a loser that you knew...
We were such winners, we didn't need you.
You're the opposite.
I was hanging out with April. I was making out with her.
I wrote in her yearbook, because you guys know that I used to drive by her house.
Yes,
I did not know that.
I would drive.
I've got a pen.
I would drive by her house. Like one time, we accidentally, like, she was coming by my house or something, and we just accidentally like got into a water fight. There was a few people over there, and it turned into a full on water balloons and pistols and the whole thing. Can Tiak and Steve leave the room? I just need to talk. To Aaron. So then, essentially, I had all the accoutrement to have a water fight set up at all times, and I just sat in my window waiting for her to drive by again. And so when I got a chance to sign her yearbook, I said something to the effect of, can't wait to have another water fight this summer.
Wow. And every 5-10 years, she digs that out. And she weeps openly about the water fight that you guys,
I hate you!
Along with the janitor.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.